Blog Talk Radio.
Shabua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Bless these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, 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 from your heart.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gadaochish lepazion in kwe etagetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
The Lion of Judah.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
መዝሙር 47 በቀንፍ 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው። በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ፣ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጸናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ጽዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ፣ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው፣ እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
You live the life you love. You love the life you live. Everything you have in mind, I will give. Ooh-wee. Breathe things I bring from top to all. Ragamuffin. Ooh-wee. Breathe things I bring from top. The diamonds and the money and pearls are all pure reggae music, keep playing all the world. No matter what the price, cause the music is nice. Oh, you look at this in and drop it in our eyes. Whoa, 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 breathing in, I bring from down to up. Right on my face, I'm a bit of a mind, I'm a bit of a soul, and most of
Shalom, Erev Tov, here. Monday's podcast right here, Classic Theater. We have Half Pint with greetings. So greetings here. Here we're at the second day of the Shabuah that they call Monday, the first so-called Babylonian working day. We know that Ehud, Sunday is the first day, the Shabbat, the seventh day. Yes, Yahuwah, teach I and I to number I and I days in the proper time. You know, the times and seasons. So here. Here in the season with the 46th sabbatical study, Ikev, often translated as consequently, you know, because of, it's an interesting word, it's part of the etymology of Yaakov, and here we have Ikev. Ikev directly means like the heel, like you say, like on the heels of, as a consequence of, if you do this, well, the consequences, the heel, on the heel of Ikev. That's why Yaakov means a heel grabber or like the supplanter, you know, what kind of follows on right here. So for continuity purposes, we still have some Q&As, some questions right here. I'd like to touch on these questions from the 45th sabbatical study of Va'et Hanan, and I pleaded, I beseech for mercy, for grace on Moshe. But also like to touch on and to heal up right here, you know, duly elected international chaplain for the first unit of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, I and I, brother, fellow Haber right here, I associate here. In the studies, Ross Seymour was reasoning on the pistol of Flora to Flora, or the letter of Flora, what's often called like one of the so-called Gnostic. You know, get into what that word means, a gnosis, to know. Basically, science, scientia means to know. The Hebrew, da'at, also means knowledge or to know. And of course, as it was in the beginning, there was that tree of the science or the knowledge of good and evil, positives and negatives. So right here, we're in the fifth book. We're in the book of Deuteronomy. And there's a lot of questions, you know, concerning, you know, scripture in general, but specifically even among the black conscious in the community about this fifth book here and what's contained in it. And did the Lord or God or El Elohe Yisrael, you know, did he condone for these things and those things? Some very, very interesting interpretations of that. But one thing we have to just make clear right here, that what's called the Torah, direction, instructions from the Hebrew yara, to point, to aim, to like direct. So the directions, instructions, or a better word than quote law, end quote, would be teaching. But often it's referred to in the translations as, you know, the law. And then we know about law and some sense of the world today, and things get confused. But actually it's direction and teaching. There was the Torah before Moshe's Torah, because Scripture clearly says that Abraham, he kept Yahuwah's law by his Torah, by his directions, instructions. But concerning what's called the law of Moses, right, what's often called the law of Moses, and looking at the Hebrew scriptures, and also going to make reference to Yeshua HaNotri, to Adonainu, right, to the King of Kings Christ, Jesus Christ, the Moshiach Yeshua, as to what he says concerning certain key things. So we're pointing the epistle to Flora, right, as a point of reference. We have touched on it some years ago, you know, around this time of the year, this season, when we're in this book called Deuteronomy. Now, Deuteronomy, what does this book really, really contain? It's basically Moses is giving his, it's almost like a deathbed testimony and confession. He know he's going to go, right? And he know he has a set amount of days. I think some actually bringing out that he has 37 days before Moshe was to die, right? We have this final book of what is referred to as the Torah or the law, the Torah of Moshe, known as Devarim or HaDevarim, the words. Now, the words refers to, in its first instance, according to the Hebrew scriptures, to the 10 words, the Esaret HaDevarim, the 10 words called often pseudonymously somewhat, the 10 commandments that we have in Exodus chapter 20. But in Exodus chapter 20, when we look at Exodus chapter 20, these words are the words that were directly, right, directly spoken by Yahweh, by the Elohe, the, we could say in English, the God or the power of Yisrael. These are the words that were directly spoken, right, directly spoken. So here is the direct, we could say, words. When people talk about, is the Bible all the words of God? People say, no, you believe the Bible is the words of the Lord, the words of God? No. It's not all the words. It's the words of the Lord God, as ones would refer to it in translation, or Yahweh Eloheinu. But it's also the words of men, right? Even men like Moshe. And this is what Moshe is giving right here. We can get in some of the details. So there's a tripartite or a triune or a trinity, a threefold division, right, to the, quote, authorship, right, of the Torah, right, of what's called the five books or the Pentateuch, right, the Pentateuch, the five volumes that's ascribed to Moshe, right? We have, firstly, foremostly, we have Yahweh, or the Lord, right, being quoted or referred to. So in taking it on good, emunah, you know, credit and faith, those are the words which says, thus sayest, you know, thus saith, speaking to this one or that one. These are the testimonies. First, we have like the oral traditions, the ancient oral traditions. We have the fragments that make some of the ancient scrolls, like the Book of Enoch or the Ethiopic Book of Enoch. And also, where did Moses get these narratives for? Since Moses in the narrative, he appears, you know, we say thousands, if not hundreds of years, even after the patriarch Avram HaIvri, the Hebrew, the first, in that sense, to cross over from low degrees to high degrees. Where did he get these narratives? So he was no doubt writing and copying ancient narratives of the people to give this people, the Hebrews and the Israelites, you know, their own context of being a nation. Because before this, they were not a nation. Before the whole Exodus and Mitzrayim and Smai Tawi, you know, events, they were not a nation. But here in this fifth book, right, we have the repetition of the law, Deuteronomos. If you look that up in the Koine Greek, you know, of certain copies of the New Testament, it is, or of actually the Septuagint, that there will be more, a little older, the Septuagint. It was based on Deuteronomy chapter 17, if we're correct, around about verse 18, where it says that the king shall make himself, when he comes to sit, when Yisrael Yasha'ala would have kings, that he would make a copy of the Torah, right, in order to be guided in his rule and his reign. And we give thanks, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, fulfilled even that precept, that Hebrew, that Israelite precept concerning kingship that we find in Deuteronomy chapter 17, round about verse 18, which says a copy of this law, this Torah, the Mishneh HaTorah. And it's from that word being translated, right? It becomes the title that comes down to us from the Septuagint so-called tradition, right, of Deuteronomy. But the Hebrew perspective is based on the key and distinctive first words that we find, and therefore it is named Debarim, or the words, which says, Eile ha-debarim, eile these ha-debarim. These are the Devarim. These are the words. But here we have the words of Moshe. Right? Here we have the words of Moshe. And we're not saying that Moshe's words, right, in the fuller context is lesser, but it is Moses' legislation. In Exodus chapter 20, we have Yahweh's legislation, because these are the words that he who be who he be spoke with his own mouth. And this is why some might begin to understand, understand, and overstand why we find this audible here, right, of Gurmawi Nagus and the Guesses in Imperial Majesty.
My advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all, my advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
And even right there, we have it translated as Ten Commandments by the translator, but in His Majesty's Bible, it agrees with the Hebrew, even the ancient Hebrew manuscripts, where it says, you asar tuk alat, like the ten words, as the Hebrew has asaret hadevarim, and even as the Greek says the Decalogue. Deca in the Greek means like 10, and logia, logia is like words. But also we get from logia, the logos, we get the logic. So the 10 words, right, the 10 logical precepts of the one unified commandment. So what we're saying is that what's often called the 10 commandments is more scripturally evidence and witness to be the 10 words. And those 10 words are actually one commandment. Therefore, when Ya'akov, or the one who's called James, the first bishop of Jerusalem, in the New Covenant, Brit Chadashah, speaking about James, when he speaks about if you break one, you break all. So when David committed adultery and then even murder, you know what I mean? He had broke all. That's why it says you have violated the commandment in the singular sense. So what we have in HaTorah and the Pentateuch, right, is a trinity, a trifold revelation, and trifold, we could say, authorship. Firstly and foremostly, we have Yahweh Eloheinu himself, his words, his testimony. In fact, the Ark of the Covenant was even created, according to the narrative, to be the depository of his witness, of Yahweh, of Jehovah's witness with the people, namely those 10 words, right, that according to the scripture were written with his own digit, his own digital. The digit in Latin is finger. So his own digit, was it digital back then? His own digits, right, upon the two tablets, right? You know, the first, and even we have Moses going up again, and that is the witness. Right. Remember, the Ark was called before the Ark of the Covenant. The first thing that happened in establishing the covenant was the witness. Both parties had to agree. Right. The people said that all that Yahuwah has said that they would do, and they will obey, they will be obedient. Right. Moshe took those words back. It's like the intermediary, the mediator. Right. He took those words forward to Yahuwah, and Yahuwah said the people have spoken rightly. And then when Moses came forward up there, these words were then written, right, and were to be delivered to the people. Right. But before even all of that, Yahuwah mentioned what his, right, what his 10 words, right, his 10 logical declarations in this covenant would be, his witness. Therefore, we have Exodus chapter 20. Now, Exodus chapter 20 is very, very interesting. And here we'd like to just make a little segue, right here. So we have Deuteronomy written, right, a repetition or going over the sense of Mishnah. We also have certain Judaic compendiums of studies that's called the Mishnah. And that comes from this word Mishnah. This word also is used in the sense of education, because the direct sense of Mishnah comes from Shana. Now, Shana also can refer to the word for a year because of its cycle, like a cyclic, a cycle, a repetition. So the sense of repetition is there. My Shinantam, my Baneka, my you shall diligently teach it to your children, going over it again. So here, Moshe is giving a new generation, the generation of the patriarchs who had died Bamidbar, and now Moshe also is appointed to die Bamidbar in the wilderness. This is why at the 45th sabbatical study we have Va'et Hanan, Wa and Et Hanan, and I pleaded for mercy, for grace. He pleaded that Yahuwah Eloheinu would revoke that word, right, that he would not see the promised land. He would not go in, right, with the people, right? So here, let's segue right here. We touched on some of the Q&As for continuity purposes, touched on the first 46 of the 51 Q&As here, sabbatical table talk right here as we segue into the 46 sabbatical study. So here, let's pick up with question 40. We'll go over question 46 again, right, for continuity. When your child, right, based on the 45th sabbatical study, right, Deuteronomy, comprising Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 23 to chapter 7, verse 11. And that corresponds with the Shabbat, Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami, Sabbath, comfort y'all, my people. Because here we're in the seven Shabbat, the seven Shabuas, the 7 weeks of comfort before we come to the Yom Teruah, the day of the blasting, the blowing of the ram's horn, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah. We could say the Hebrew, the lunar, solar, new year. So question number 46, again, is when your child, your son, specifically in the language, your son, in a more general sense, your child, ask about what all the commandments, the statute, and the rules mean, Chaberim, what are you to say? Based on Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 20 to 24, right here, what are we to say? We're to say, Avadim Hayinu. When they ask that, Avadim Hayinu, Abadim Hayinu, Abadim Hayinu, Abadim, we were bondmen, we were servants, servants, Abadim, modern Hebrew, Avadim, we were laborers, bondmen in that sense, servants, Hayinu, we were higher, Hayinu, right? Hayinu, the verb, we were, right? We were servants, but often it's translated as we were slaves, or we were slaves, but directly we were servants. And the context is we were servants to Paro, right? We were servants to the great house of Smaitawi, of Mitzrayi, of the two lands called ancient Egypt. We were servants to their way of doing things. You know what I mean? We had stayed there so long that we forgotten, so to speak, our mission, and now it was time for us to come out. Verses 6, right, chapter 6, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 21 to 24 are part of the traditional Pesach or Passover Haggadah. Haggadah, also another part of the education, another part of the discipline. The Haggadah, like Haggid, right, Haggad mean like to tell, like Haggid. Haggid is like a narrative to tell, you know, almost like the ancient oral traditions, you know, the family, the traditional stories, you know, having history, but sometimes being put in certain metaphorical or some might say mythical language. But even there were prophetical types of the people that in their due time and due season, these mythos could be and would be actualized. So here, this is what we have to say. Question 47. Can you list the 7 Canaanite nations that were to be, quote, devoted to complete destruction, end quote, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verses 1 to 3? So ones will talk about, oh, the killing and the violence and this and that. And yes, you know, the good and the beautiful and the bad and the ugly, right, can be found within the Hebrew scriptures and the full of full in the Bible. After all, according to the narrative, didn't I and I have four parents, you know, within the Adam and Hawa context? Didn't they seek, right, to eat of the fruit, the fruition, the results, the consequences of the tree, of the science or the knowledge, the experiential knowledge of Tov v'ra, Tov, good, v'ra, and ra, and evil, of the beneficial things, and the sad, ill, unfortunate, not so beneficial things? Well, here, 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 can you list the seven Canaanite nations that were to be, that were to be devoted to complete destruction? Now, it's interesting because here we find this in the Kevra Neges, right, for the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, you know, co-laborers and fellow disciples. Let's also bring into the exhibit this reference that we find in the Kevra Neges in the glory of the kings, right? What are these seven nations? These seven nations within the Hebraic and Nazarene, we could say metaphoric, prophetic language, we find them as the seven heads, right? This insistence on this number seven in things that are tob, tawab, good, beneficial, and ra'a, and rara, right? And evil, and bad, and unkind, and hurtful, and harmful. So the seven, the Hittites, right? The Hittites' land was like modern Turkey. You know what Turkey is today? Constantinople, they called it in ancient times. Before that, it was the Hittites. The ancient Kemetiu, they had run-ins with the Hittites. Some say this is where the ancient Kemites stepped up, you know, their world technology, because the Hittites, you know, the Battle of Ramses of Kadesh, you heard about the Battle of Kadesh? I think it's one of the Ramses was up against the Hittites. This is this nation here. The Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. All of these nations, right, were steeped in what some might refer to as idolatry or the occult, and we need to reason so we can get a clearer idea scripturally and historically and based on the better archaeology of what this probably truly means in principle. And they were led by the powers of disillumination, right? I want to say the powers of darkness. I mean, the light shines in the darkness, but, you know, the disilluminated can't comprehend that, right? And they had occupied, spuriously, they had occupied the land. Now, this is from the Hebrew context of the earth is Yahweh's, is Jehovah's, and all of her fullness. So therefore, right, ergo, Al-Kain or Silizi, therefore Yahuwah Exiavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, he is the landlord, as you say, earth's rightful ruler. You know, like if you own a property is your property, don't you have the final say of who moves in and who should move out, right? Who moves in and who should move out? If anyone's the ones have any experience, you know that sometimes tenants, whether they're good or bad, we're not here to judge, adjudicate that. But sometimes people, you could be one of those people. You just don't want to move. You're asking where you're going to live. But the landlord has already said, right, eviction notice. All right. So as a background study for the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Ethiopic book of Jubileu or Jubilees, the Metaphic Kufale, right, is a very, very important read and study within this context, right, as well as the book of Enoch to a degree, but the book of Jubilees, I think, to a more significant degree, and with these seven nations, also the Kevra Neges, in the later recension, the later form of that book that we know as the Queen of Sheba and the only son Menelik, LOJ, Lion of Judah Publishers. We have a print of that. We have the Ethiopic, the Ge'ez of what was translated by Wallace Budge and others, you know, and some other documents for the more diligent students or ones who are interested in that level of study. So we have these particular seven nations that occupy the land in a vain attempt to thwart the Almighty's people and his plan, right? So we recognize as we study what is Yahuwah's plan, We can even see how other nations' beliefs and systems all relate, right, to the core logic, right, and logical declarations that we have in the scripts. But here, for those books, LOJS.org, that's LOJS.org, check out the, you know, the bookstore right there. Question number 48, also, for all the co-laborers, the fellow disciples that seek to study with I and I, get the first Scofield Study Bible, recommend it. From an English perspective, that is, of course, the first Scofield Study Bible. Question 48, why were the Israelites forbidden to marry members of those nations according to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 4? Now, remember we were talking about how the Torah, the Pentateuch, is trifold. We have the pure law, We can say the perfect law given by the perfect Elohim in the 10 words, right? Then Moshe, the Ish HaElohim, the man of the Elohim, also has legislation that we have in Torah. And this book, Deuteronomy, is a lot of Moses speaking of Yahuwah Eloheinu in the third person and not Yahuwah Eloheinu directly speaking here. Right, there are quotes of what Yahuwah Eloheinu says, but it's Moshe's testimony. Remember, they asked for Moses to be their intermediary. Right. In fact, that's coming up. We touched on that in question number 37 here for Va'etchanan, and I pleaded, I besought, when the people heard the voice of Elohim. Of Ha Elohim, the Elohim, the Netcher of Netchers, the Elohim of Elohim, right? What did they do in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 23 to 27? Now, Moshe here, he is testifying to what in Exodus chapter 20, after verse 26, the people said and did. They were afraid. When they heard Yahuwah, when they heard him speak those words, it's like many of the ones who say they're Rasta, right, not all, Rastafari, but many ones and ones are afraid of these words, and it's Matthew speaking these words. Yeah.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Uh-oh.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten and elaborate on hand.
And that's what Moshe did. Moses had the permission from Yahuwah Eloheinu and also from the people, right, to elaborate. Now, me and I, brother and some other Chabarim, no doubt have touched on this and in other reasonments we've also touched on this. But let's touch on this right here. Let's just go here. Have a moment here on the Ministry Monday, Minyan Monday right here, to go through a reasonment so we can, you know, not just read the Bible, quote the scripture, but understand the context of what we're reading, put it into context here. Now, here we're looking at the Scofield Study Bible, and it even mentions that in the Mosaic Covenant given to Yasharala, to Yisrael, was in three divisions. Each was essential to the others, and they formed, right, what's called the Mosaic Covenant, right, because there were more than one particular covenant that Yahuwah made with humanity and certain significant human beings, certain patriarchs and also certain matriarchs. Now, first part of that three part is the commandments, right? They express the righteous will of Ha'el, of the Almighty, of Ha'elohim, of Elohim. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 26. Then we have the judgments or the mishpatim, the judgments, right, governing the social life of Yisrael, the Yasharala, like the I and I relationship. So first we have the vertical relationship of Yahuwah Eloheinu with man and with the children of Yisrael, right? And then we have the horizontal relationship among man and man and ones and the I and I. And this is covered by the mishpatim, the judgments. Right, governing the social life of Yasharala. This can be found in Exodus chapter 31, verse 1 to 30. Slika. It's found in Exodus chapter 21, verse 1 to chapter 24, verse 11, the judgments, Mishpatim, governing the social life of Yisrael, found in Exodus chapter 21, verse 1 to chapter 24, verse 11. And then lastly, but not leastly, we have the Chukim, right? Or the Chuk, the statutes, right? The ordinances. Sometimes it's translated in English as ordinances, sometimes as statutes, and in a few cases as precepts. But the Hebrew comes down to the same one root, the Chuk and the Chakak, right? The ancient, sometimes we'll say engravements, right? These govern, right, the religious or the spirituality, the really just liberty of Yasher Allah. This govern our spirituality, right? Or some might say religion or us being really just, right, in our worship, right? This covers here Exodus chapter 24, verse 12 to Exodus chapter 31, verse 18. Now, this was revealed, right, to Moshe directly, right? After this particular incident we have in Exodus chapter 20. In Exodus chapter 20, right, remember, in Exodus chapter 20, we have the 10 words called the 10 commandments, Esaret HaDibarim. And this ends at verse 17. This ends at verse 17 with the 10th word about coveting. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, his bait. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's isha, his eshet, his orset, his woman, his wife, nor his maid, his man servant, nor his maid servant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything, nor anything, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Now, that right there ended the 10 words that Yahweh Elohim spoke with his own mouth. You remember his majesty was asked, you know, if he had any advice to young people? He said his advice to all was to fulfill, right, those 10 words called the 10 commandments. So it's interesting that those are the words, his direct advice, even pointing to certain scripture directly, right? And these are the same direct words that Yahweh Eloheinu made with Yisrael, said to Yisrael that they heard, right, when they were becoming a nation after coming out of Mitzrayim, right? Then we have verse 18 where it says, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet. And the mountain smoking in the Bible, the mountain was smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. Check it. So in the beginning of this chapter, right, it says, and Elohim, right, Hailahim spake all these words, all these debarim, right, debarim, all these words. And then we have the 10, right, those 10 words, the one commandment. And after that, the people, when they saw while these words were spoken, they saw the thunderings. Interesting, thunder we usually hear, but they saw it, right? They saw the thunderings and the lightnings, right? And the noise of the trumpet, the ram's horn, the shofar, right? And the mountain smoking. And when the people saw, seen, sight, what do they do? They removed, they got out the way, right, and stood afar off. They got far, right? They removed themselves far off. And they said to Moshe, to Moses, speak thou with us. Speak thou to Moses. They're asking for, remember now, Yahweh himself, according to Exodus chapter 20, is speaking with the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel and the children of Israel more generally, right? And when the people saw all of this and they heard what they heard, they turned to Moshe and say, speak thou with us and we will hear, we will shema, we will hear. Now, it's interesting in the Hebrew, the word to hear also can have implied a sense of obedience, right? To hear and obey. We will hear, right? But let not Elohim speak with us lest we die. He was just speaking with them. 10 words, 10 words. Right? You're speaking these 10 words and these 10 words only. And after they heard these 10 words, they got out the way. Right? They removed themselves. They backed all the way. How do they say? They fell all the way back. They fell all the way back when he heard basically these words. This is a highlight summary of the 10. Right here.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים על פניי. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך. לא תרצח. לא תנאף. לא תגנוב. לא תענה ורעך עד שקר. לא תחמוד בית רעך.
And then there was a shofar, right? There was a trumpet. Yeah, yeah. I heard that. Yeah. Yeah. Yahuwah was busting shots on them. Each of those 10 words hit them like, you know, like a shot, you know, and they got out the way, you know, they got out the way. They removed themselves. And then they turned to Moses and say, you speak with us. So here they were afraid, right? When they heard that. So the question is, when the people heard the voice of Elohim, what did they do? Right? They grew fearful, fretful, right? Dread, and it'd be a dread. And they asked Moshe to be their mediator, lifnei Elohim, before the Elohim, before Yahuwah, that they wanted Moses as their intermediary or their mediator. This is where we come to the Brit Chadasha, right? And even the greater than Moshe in that sense, right? We have Yeshua, Ha'adon Yeshua, the mediator of the what? Of the Brit Chadasha. Of the new covenant. Speak thou with us and we will hear. But let not Elohim speak with us lest we die. It's Exodus 20:19. Wow. What a number. What a year. Exodus 20:19. Exodus 20:20. And Moshe said to Ha'am, to the people, fear not. Al-Tarau. For Elohim has come to prove you. Right? Because remember, they gave their word earlier. They said, all that Yahuwah has said, we will do and obey. Right? They said, we will do all that he has said. Right? This is before he spoke to them directly. Now, a chapter later, he speaks to them directly, and they're like, you know, want it, can't get it. When they get it, it's X, they don't want it. Right? But Moshe is seeking to encourage them. Al-Tarau, don't fear, don't fret yourself. Elohim has come to prove you. Right, you said that you can do this. Trust, right? Trust. He's come to verify you, and that his fear, his reverence, his respect may be before your faces, right? That you'll sin not, that you don't uck up, that you don't be caught lacking. Exodus 20:21 and 20:21, right? And the people, her arms stood afar off. So they already removed themselves, and even after what Moshe said. They didn't budge. They still stood afar off. And Moshe drew near. He drew near. Where? To the thick darkness. Right? To the thick darkness where Elohim was. He drew near. Now, here's the interesting thing. Is in 20:22, Exodus 20:22, it says, and Yahuwah said to Moshe, thus like this thou shalt say to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, y'all have seen that I have talked with you from Shemayim, from the heavens, the place of the celestial waters. Y'all shall not make with me Elohim of silver, neither shall y'all make to you gods of gold or Elohim of gold. Now note this here. Pay attention to detail. He says, Shenantam, Baneka, like to teach it diligently, right? Attention to detail. Let's go over it again, right? Mishnah. Y'all shall not make with me, with I, Elohim of Kesef, of silver, bur. Neither shall y'all make to you Elohim of gold, of Zahav, of work of gold. Note that right there, that nuance there, that they were not to make with him Elohim of silver, and neither were they to make to themselves Elohim of gold, right? So we have this one right here, and it goes forward. It's an interesting chapter, right? 2023. Interesting, right? Right there. Just to put this into context right here, right? So one can understand the context of what is being revealed right here, right? The Torah itself, the direction instructions on the three parts, right? We have the commandments, right? That means all the commandments, some counted as 613, right? Then we have the judgments, right? The Mishpatim, the judgments. And then we have the ordinances, right? So the commandments express the pure will, especially in the 10 words called the 10 commandments, the 10 words, the pure will of Elohim. But they were without fulfillment. Let me point that out. They were without fulfillment. Everything after that, right, is basically an explanation, right? All is the 10 words, but the rest is explanation. So everything else, it's almost like it says, thou shalt not steal. Somebody may ask, oh, what do you mean by stealing? You know what I mean? Well, okay, if you have a neighbor and they have such and such, you know, and you're explaining that, that's what we find, what Moshe helps to bring out even more. Because once the people said that, the only thing that they witnessed and they heard were those 10. And note, the two tablets had those 10 words on it. And that was his testimony to be put within the ark that was originally called the Ark of his testimony. Now, in chapter 31 is where it seems as though Yahweh was fulfilling what he was reasoning with Moses what to tell the people. He said they spoke well. You be their mediator. You know what I mean? So he spoke to Moses. So now Moses, we have to rely on what Moses now communicated, right, to the people. You know what I mean? Then when he comes down in chapter 32, they already had done that deed of theirs with the Egel Masecha, right, with the molten, you know, the molten calf, right, kind of going back to their former, you know, practices in Smaitawi, in Kemet, in the two lands, in Mitzrayim, in ancient Egypt. You know, and this is where the tablets were broken, and we get another 40 days, and then the covenant was fully, we can say, ratified. But before the covenant could be even ratified, they had broke it. So they had already had broke the covenant, and then it had to be renewed. So in a sense, we already have a new covenant, right? A new covenant or a renewing of the covenant, right, that the Israelites had broke with the molten calf, falsely called the golden. You know, falsely called the golden calf. So Deuteronomy becomes like a gospel of Moses, if you can receive it, right? So Moses is the chief speaker in giving the narration. And then we have the elders, the words of the elders, right? And I pause here to go through all of that to go back to question 48. Why were the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, forbidden to marry members of these nations? Some might say there was not to marry members, nobody of no nation. No, that's not what was said. In fact, this goes back to the elders. If you go through the scripture, Moshe's first book, you go through the ancient oral traditions and stories and narratives that were passed among the Israelites. All Moshe was given was giving written articulation to that which was already known of the patriarch's narrative. Right, of the patriarch's narrative. Remember, they're coming out of Egypt, and Egypt was a very civilized society. You know, just like we learn things from certain places that we are at, right? And as the magic says, choose the good, right? Choose the useful, choose the beneficial. So these things were written down. So this particular word right here, right, actually is something that had come down, right, from the patriarchs. We're not saying that the Almighty did not have that will towards it, but we don't find him commanding that, if you're over, is what we're saying. So we have in the authorship of the Torah, the five books, we have the words of Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah. We have the words of Moshe. And we have certain tried and tradition of the elders, right, that was found to be agreeable right, with the general will, right, expressed in the 10 words, right, and the reasoning expressed in what Moses revealed. Remember, the people did not want to hear no more. All they wanted to hear, or all they could hear, was the 10 words. So thus we have the 10 commandments, what's called. So were they forbidden, or why were they forbidden? They were forbidden this from the elders and the patriarchs, right? We have Abraham saying to his servant Eleazar, one who is called Eleazar, saying, well, go and don't marry, don't get a daughter for my son among these people, right? You know what I mean? You don't go over here. And then we have that also in the time of his son Yitzhak and Rivka and Rebecca. He said, if Jacob marries one of these women like Esau had did, then her life will be worthless. So instead, they send Yaakov, Jacob, right, to her brother, right, to find a wife from over there. So we get some things that were the reasonings of the elders, but behind that was that these particular nations, right, were not on good standing with the landlord, right, were not on good standing with Yahuwah, because their practices, right, had fallen from a purer worship. So thus, even today, when we find a lot of ancient archaeology and say, well, look at El, there's Yahweh. And they'll say, these are Canaanite gods. Notice what Yahuwah said. He said to the Israelites, don't do to me as they have done to me. Over that, Yahuwah says, don't do to me as the Canaanites and the other nations have done to me. So in a sense, by finding these artifacts that they find today, it just proves the scriptural narrative and the point there. And besides, if the Israelites had really fulfilled what Yahuwah said to do, there'd be none of that to be found. Think about that. Just something to think about. So these particular people would turn away Jah people from following Yahuwah and Yahweh, truth and life, by encouraging them, right, to tolerate or to practice their idolatry. So notice, we find elves and Yahwehs and certain things among the Canaanites. And we find a lot of these things to be statues and figurines and gods of gold and silver. Check, and Yahuwah says, don't do, right? Learn not the ways of those heathen, those nations, to do them, right? He didn't say don't learn it, but don't learn it to do it. Like you learn it because I want to do just like them, so I got to learn what they do, right? No. If you learn anything, learn why Yahuwah said don't do it, right? And so therefore finding these little, not little, but it's a lot of stuff they found, you know? And they say, oh, this is the Canaanites and the Canaanites. And some people say, well, the Israelites are the Canaanites. Further confusing, that's what the scripture says, they shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The clearer narrative is that if the Israelites had done what Yahuwah had said, and he even pulled on their altar and destroyed these things and devoted those things, you know, to Yahuwah, then they would not be there to be found as they were found. But we find out that many of the Israelites later on would again violate the covenant and follow after those particular ways. It must be like when people say, well, this is older. Well, you know, sometimes ones will have older siblings, and some of the older siblings is not the wisest because they didn't have nobody before them to look to. You know, there was maybe a lot of pressure on them. You know, so just because nations are older and been around a long time doesn't mean that everything they've been doing is right and accurate and that there was never any need for an upgrade. So the children of Israel and what Yah is doing with them was for an upgrade for humanity based on the time and season in which it was given. Question 49, what were the Israelites to do with the artifacts? You get it? Check the artifacts from these cultures. Now notice today, this proves what the scripture says, that the children of Israel wasn't wholly faithful, right, to their Elohim, but went after other people's Elohim Acharim, because these things are even found today. Yahuwah said what to do? What to do? What were the Israelites to do? They were commanded to utterly destroy. Utterly destroy, that means completely. You mean destroy, destroy? Yes, he meant destroy, destroy. Even destroy, 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 right? To destroy all trace of their idolatry and culture, right? Destroy all trace of it, right? But it's obvious that they did not do it as the Torah and as the Hebrew scriptures say so. And now when they find them and then want to push it in eye in eye face and say, look, there's El, the Canaanite God before the Israelites, and look, there's Yahweh, and look, there's Shaddai, and yeah, so what? You know, as you study Torah, you get to recognize why there's those things, because the people did not do those things. And Yahweh says this, don't do as the other nations, those seven nations of Canaan, as they had done to me. You know what I mean? It's like coming from that worship that was more like what the Israelites are being given and falling to exactly what Yah said, don't make gods or Elohim of silver to me, and don't make gods of gold to yourself. And then we have this right there with the molten calf, the pseudo golden calf, where they did that. And this is right when Yahuwah fully reveals to Moshe the additional Torot. Torot is the plural word, Torahs, or directions and instructions, because there's Torahs concerning specific things. Like there's a direction instruction to do this. There's a direction instruction to do that. In the full volume, it's called HaTorah, the direction instructions. But specifically, there were other direction instructions that Moshe was up there for 40 days and 40 nights receiving. And then right after chapter 31, we come to chapter 32, and the people got bummy, and they already had broke, you know, you could say broke the covenant. And they already broke their word. You know what I mean? And then we get the word renewed. So the concept of a new covenant is even found in the old covenant scripture. If we will understand it from the Hebrew and not from a foreign or Gentile or counterfeit Christian mind. Question 50. Why did Elohim choose Jah people, the Israelite people, and set his love up on them? Why did he choose? You know, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 to 8. Now, some people say that, well, why would Elohim, if he's God and a good God, why would he choose, right? I mean, why do you choose? You say, well, he's greater than us. Yes, but we're made in his image. For the same basic principle, you choose that which is pleasing to you. You know what I mean? And you don't choose that which is not pleasing to you unless you are some kind of a sadist or a masochist. Question 50. Elohim chose them to be segula. In the Hebrew, is people. People, segula. Segula is an interesting word. It means like a treasure, like something that you safeguard, something that, not just something that is valuable to you. Yes, it's valuable because you treasure it, you protect it, you like hedge it about, you know, you keep it in a special place, you know what I mean? You know, you have a backup for the backup for it, so to speak, right? He chose them to be an Am Segula, a treasured people among all the nations, right? Non-partial. The call of holiness, set apartness was meant to make them, right, to be a light to the nations. They were to be a light to reverse the disillumination that was happening even in the ancient times. And an example of the glory of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of nature. Elohim chose them because he loves them. And is keeping the oath. He's keeping an oath. Now, the oath in the Hebrew is a shavua, right? A shavua, shavua. Like sheva, sheba, sheba, right? It's a seven oneself, because it comes from the Hebrew word seven. An oath is seven oneself, right? It's only like when somebody says they swear, in a sense, like cross your heart. It's not just a crossing your heart. It's like almost the seven seals in man. You are seven yourself by all that the ancients understood man to have in him, those seven seals in man. One is sevening himself. Now, Yahuwah here has taken an oath. He has sevented himself, all right? He's taken an oath that he made to Yisrael, to Israel's patriarchs, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. And in this sense, we may say that he is the God of the Trinity or the power of the Trinity, he who be who he be, is divine majesty. Likewise, Elohim chose you because he loves you, according to even the new covenant, Brit Chadasha, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. If one is able to sense his presence, his perception, his face, his way of seeing things, like to his presence is not just like seeing his face on the carnal sense, but is seeing things from his point of view, his POV, and to hear his call, right? You are his. and he seeks you to be in that relationship. That covenant was all about relationships. I'm talking about religion, right? If we burn that, then we can more better understand the true sense or true religion in the sense of relationship with him, with Ha'ilahim, with the Elohim. Your hunger, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that hunger for love is his call, heartically, right? Question 51 here to seal up these. What is in store, right? What is stored up, right, for those who hate Yahuwah, who hate he who be who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One. Blessed be he, blessed be the name, blessed be Hashem. According to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 9 to 11, it says that he will, quote, repay to the face. You know, it's like when one say today, it's on sight, right? It's on sight. I was like, as soon as you are seen, like if I see you anywhere, don't care. You know, on sight. Yahuwah says he will repay to the face. Somebody says, so why you come up in my face? Going up in somebody's face, he will repay to the face, to their perception, to their perspective, even to their POV, those who hate him. Could this be the psychological disturbances amongst humanity? By destroying them or causing them to destroy themselves, headed for self-destruction, he will not be slack. Somebody say, well, why is he doing this with these ones and ones? Well, why aren't you doing what you should be doing? Huh? Right? They say you take one step to God, take one step to you. Why aren't you doing? He will not be slack with one who hates him. Quote, he will repay him to his face, right? Or respectively, you know, to her face, right? To their face. Now, there's some discussion topics right here, but we have a song, and also we have this IKEF, just for some continuity. We just completed question 46, right, to question 51 for the 45th sabbatical study. Here, moving forward, right, we have some discussion topics we'd like to touch on momentarily. Also, today's daily psalm, Havarim, Havarim. But first, this here, a word from I and I sponsor.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill.
The foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Yeah, on Zion. We have to get into this reasoning. Some say they're Zionists. Some talk about Zionism. But what is Zion? What is Zion in spirit and in truth according to the scripture and the true story, the true bearing? Right, Zion is the seat of the Davidic kingdom. Zion is the seat of the Davidic kingdom, right, of the church and state, the Davidic kingdom in the state sense and churchically speaking, the ark, yes, the ark of the covenant. And why is the ark of the covenant? Why was that significant scripturally? Because that witness of his covenant with his people. Here he is, everyone go.
I'm going to Mount Zion, move out of Babylon. Going to Mount Zion, going to Zion. I'm going to Mount Zion, where a righteous man shall be. On my way to Zion. Zion. I pray to Jah for guidance on my way. Protect I and I from all evil. Yeah. Jah is my guiding star. He show I the way. He leads me to the promised land. Of Zion, my heart is full with love and happiness. I'm coming home to my father's land. Only a righteous man can enter to the gates of Zion, 'cause Zion is a holy place. Going to Mount Zion, going to Zion, to Zion. Going to Mount Zion, move out of Babylon. Going to Mount Zion, yes I'm going to Zion, to Zion. I'm going to Mount Zion, where a righteous man shall be.
Yes, 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 going to Zion, that Zevulun dub system right there, going to Zion. So Zion, scripturally and historically defined, is a seat of the Davidic church and state, right? The Davidic church and state of David's castle was Zion, and then he brought the Ark of the Covenant there, you know what I mean? And everything there, we go forward from there. And with Ethiopia, this man was born there, the whole Davidic connection. That's the true Zion, right? So we have to distinguish between the biblical Zion, right, and so-called political, right, Zionism, the isms and the schisms. But anyway, right here, we'll touch on that, y'all willing. We have six discussion topics before we ride up more fully on today's daily psalm. Very, very important psalm. One of the earlier psalms is Psalm 6. So here, like to share some of the first words right here. Going to Zion. So here on the Monday podcast, we have Psalm 48. That's the evening psalm for the second day called Monday. And that has a Zion theme right there. In today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, here we have Psalm 6.
Boom again, Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm.
Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed, and
suddenly,
be ashamed, and
suddenly,
be ashamed, and
suddenly,
be ashamed, suddenly, ashamed,
suddenly,
ashamed, suddenly, ashamed, suddenly, ashamed, suddenly, 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 suddenly.
Psalm 6, so stay tuned for the Midrash. Very, very interesting how it connects with prayer. Right, Hebraically, and we say Judaically, according to the tribe of Yehuda. But here, let's just fulfill this right here. So we have Psalm 6, and here we have six discussion items right here from the previous, right? We have Va'et Hanan, the 45th sabbatical study, some of the discussion topics, the reasonings here. There's six of them. We're going to go through it, and hopefully ones and ones can find the time, you know, to reason with oneself, right, or even ones and ones. So here. Question number one, discussion topic. There's a question in it, but it's for a reason. So it's not like a specific, but how do you reason? Come make a reason. Reason is so important in Rastafari, also known as groundation, you know, grounding, that reasoning, you know. So ones and ones learn to articulate the word. In the beginning was the word, sound, power, and to express, you know, to know the truth for themselves. Discussion topic number one for Va'et Hanan, part of the Shema, right? It includes the commandment to teach your children the Torot, the laws, the direction, instructions of HaTorah, of the direction, the instruction, which implies that it is a, quote, religious, some might say, or a really just obligation for everyone from everybody to understand, to understand, to overstand. So this implies that it's a really just, right, obligation for everyone to understand, to get a good understanding, good understanding, to overstand, right? The Yehudi, right? When I say Yehudi, Judah, even I and I of the tribe of Judah, royal order, the culture, right? The roots, as you say, our roots. What happened to Rastafari roots, getting to the roots of things, understand the roots, the culture, and the heritage, and the divine heritage of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. So, discussion point, let's reason how does the I and I education in HaTorah, right, in Jah's directions, in his instructions. So the Shema Yisrael, you know.
Shema, yeah. Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Yeah, that particular point there, I think it was question 43, where it says, how important is education of children, right, to Yahuwah, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7. And in particular, in the language of the Hebrew, in particular, sons. And we say, well, because what the elders taught I and I, to whom more is given, more is required, right? It is vital and part of the central command of HaTorah, right? You shall teach them diligently to your children, right? The Hebrew here is v'shinantam lebaneka. Levaneka, to your sons. This implies inculcation. This implies, when you study the Hebrew, repeat it, right? The Shana sense, repeat it, right? Repeating over and over. They say redundancy in education. We use the example of like learning the multiplication table, going over, you know, these figures, these numbers, these integers, going over even the letters and learning, you know, the alphabet. Right, or in learning anything, it's important, right? You think you know it, you ask yourself, you got to repeat it. You repeat it again to see whether you recall it, whether it has been, you know, committed to your memory, or in metaphorical language, whether you have learned it by heart. Wish Shanantam Libanika. You to repeat it, but then it also has a Hebrew sense of repeating it with the idea of sharpening it, right? Question, discussion topic, reasonment number two right here, the second reasonment, right? Moshe, he repeatedly, here in Devarim, Moses repeatedly warns against what can be called as idolatry. And he states that at the theophany, like epiphany, right? Theophany is like when Elohim revealed himself, when Yahweh revealed himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem revealed himself at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, Ha'am, the people, they saw no form. They didn't see any form or likeness of Elohim. So they heard the word. They heard the word, the thunder, the lightning. They saw all of this going on, and they heard these 10 words. But they did not see any form. They didn't see any likeness of Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 12 to 15. Moshe also stresses or emphasizes, right? He stresses Ha'am, right? That the people, they heard a voice, and that the revelation was therefore verbal rather than visual. Now, this is important to the B'nai Yisrael, seeing where they have come from, where Lot is more visual, right? And then, in a sense, verbal. There's verbiage there, but it's more visual in Smai Tawi or Kemet or Mitzrayim, ancient Egypt. Moshe here, he stresses that Ha'am, the people, Amo Yisrael, heard a voice, and the revelation, therefore, was verbal rather than visual. However, in the book of Exodus, right, in the Sefer Shemot, Hebraically the book of the names, right, it is written that Ha'am, the people, Amo Yisrael, would see. It says in the book of Exodus, Sefer Shemot, that the people would see, seeing Yahweh. And they would see he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, come down on the third day, according to Exodus 19:11. And later, the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders, right, the Ziknei Yisrael, were said to have directly, live and directly seen the Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael, according to Exodus chapter 24, verses 10 to 11. So, come, make a reason. Let's discuss why, based on this, visual idolatry seems to be prohibited through metaphorical language, although metaphorical language is permitted. So metaphorical language, what we call the Hebrew verbal hieroglyphs. The Hebrew verbal hieroglyphs are permitted in that sense of visual, right? What's called visual idolatry, or the visual aspect of it, seems to be, you know, prohibited. For example, we say that Elohim is, you know, El Sur. He's a Sur. He's a rock, right? He's a rock. You know, we use these sort of, or he's a fire, you know, like, you know, okla esh okla, like an eating fire, you know. So this language is used. So let's reason on why visual idolatry, right, is prohibited, right, though metaphorical language, right, or verbal hieroglyphic, you know, verbal metaphors is permitted. Discussion topic number three. When Ha'adon Yeshua, when the boss Jesus was asked, what was the greatest commandment? He quoted, right, the Ahavta, the and you shall love section, right, of the Shema, right, which is known as the Ve'ahavta, where Ahavta, and you male shall love, where Ahavta, portion of the Shema, and the duty to love others. So in other words, he didn't quote the full Shema, right, but he quoted the where Ahavta portion, right, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God, yeah, portion of the Shema, and also the duty to love one another. Point of reference in the Brit Chadasha, Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 to 40. Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 to 40. The commandment to love, ahava, right, is central. But How can it be commanded? Some reason, this is the reason in here. How can it be commanded? And you know, the commandment to love is central. Where ahavta, and you shall love, right? But how can this be commanded? So let's reason. Come make a reason on the relationship between a loving Elohim and obedience or obeying his imperatives or his mitzvot, his commandments. Discussion topic number four. Come, make a reason on why do you or I think that the commandment to love your neighbor as yourself in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. In Leviticus, the third, we say volume of the five books of Moshe, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Why do you think the commandment to love your neighbor as yourself is mentioned before, lifne, the commandment to love Elohim? Did you know that? That the commandment to love your neighbor as you love yourself, right, is mentioned before the commandment to love Elohim in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. It has been said, when you love a king, when you love a melech, when you love a negus, or even a negus and neges, you will love his children, according to 1 John, Yohanan, 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, point of reference. It has been said that when you love a melech, a negus and neges, a king or a king of kings even, you will love his children. Rastafari. So let's reason, come, on how loving others, loving one another, loving others can express your love for Elohim, for the almighty power. Come. Topic number five, discussion topic number five. Bonhoeffer once said, right, quote, only those who believe obey. So I guess a philosopher or someone named Bonhoeffer once said, only those who believe obey, and only those who obey believe. Again, it has been said that only those who believe obey. Only those who admit that it's true, right, obey, and only those who obey believe, credit, admit as true. Do you agree with this statement that only those who believe obey and only those who obey believe? Certainly, there are cases where someone obeys but does not truly believe, does not truly accept as true. They admit it, but they don't really think it's so, right? Because to believe, the true sense even in the Greek is to credit. It's to credit. Spirituality, think about it. Credit, right? You put credit, trust, confidence. You may not know it, but from what you do know, you admit that it's true. So there are cases when someone obeys but does not really admit that it's true. Believe, credit it. Now think of a self-righteous religionist. A self-righteous religionist, for example, is one who might, you know, obey this and that, but doesn't really even believe it's even true, right? But is it possible, right, to sin, to miss, to lack, to fall short, and yet still believe, and yet still admit as true? So let's discuss right here, come, the relationship between what is called faith, admittance, credit, credibility, and works and action. Let's discuss the relationship between faith and works. Topic number six right here for Va'et Hanan, 45th sabbatical study, here. In this portion here, 45th sabbatical study, we are repeatedly warned to obey the, quote, statutes and rules. When we're bringing out the statutes and rules, or the statutes and judgments, right, that's revealed to Moshe. Now, in light of the deliverance that we have in Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, we as Nazarenes, or called nowadays even Christianoi or Mishahawian Messiahites, are required to heed those words? Are we required to heed those words? So in the new covenant sense, in Yeshua, are we required to heed those words? Because there's a repeated warning here in the Gospel of Moshe, right, to obey the statutes and rules. Now, if so, if we are required to heed those debarim, those words, to what extent? And if you think, well, no, we're not required, then explain, come, reason on why not. Why should we not? As a point of reference, read Hebrews chapter 7, verse 12, right, and discuss the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant, the new covenant, in the light, right, of the Sinai covenant. Let's reason on the new covenant, right, in Adonai Yeshua, the King of Kings Christ, in light of the Har Sinai, the Mount Sinai covenant. Now, I'm just curious about this right here. This is the last quote right here as to what Hebrews, I think I have an idea, but Hebrews chapter 7, some of y'all might already know it, but we just want to affirm. I trust I know it, but let's just verify it right here, but verify. So here we have Hebrews chapter 7, verse 12, right? For the priesthood, right? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. Again, for the priesthood, the kahuna, being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of HaTorah, a change also of the direction instruction. I'm just going to take this to verse 14. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. You know what this means, Chaverim? Another tribe of which no man gave attendance at the altar. Who attended, right? Who attended the altar? Who attended to the altar? It was the Levites in particular. It was the Kohanim, right? Not all the Levites were priests, right? You know, but all of the priests were Levites. You know, all the priests were Levites. So here it says, for of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe. So not of the tribe of Levi, not of the tribe of Levi. But here it's speaking about a change of the priesthood, right? And therefore, if there's a change of the priesthood, right, there must be a change of the direction instructions, right? And it says, for he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. So a Judahite, right, could bring forth his offering, right, and even had to place his hands on the head and had to confess what it was and be given the knife. Right, the priest would hold the bowl and they would cut it from ear to ear. But then after that, it was processed by the Levites and the priests on the altar. So he did not attend the altar. He brought his gift, right, to the priest. But here it says right here, verse 14, for it is evident that our Lord, Adonenu, in the Hebrew, Adonenu, Getachin, right, Exina, right, that Getachin, sprang out of Yehuda, out of Judah, of which tribe Moshe, Moses spake nothing. Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And here's the Melchizedek link here in the scripts, verse 15. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, on the Hebrew, Malachias Edek, the righteous king, or the king of righteousness, the king, the right king, the king of justice, Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest. There ariseth another priest. So right here, the Lion of Judah. Yes, I, Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order, right, of Melchizedek.
The Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Give us some victory again and again. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give us some victory again and again. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give us some victory again and again.
Yes, yes, yes. So coming forward, forward, forward here with the Ikev. Ikev picking up Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12 to Deuteronomy 11, 25. He had the 46. That was an overflow from the previous sabbatical. Here for this Shavua, this Sabbath strong, we have Shabbat Ikev. Ikev in the ancient pointing modern Hebrew, Shabbat Ikev. Ikev, which means like heal or consequently on the Israel. It shall come to pass because of. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12 to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 25. The Haftarah is Jeshiah, Isaiah chapter 49, focus verses, verses 14 to chapter 51, verse 3. And the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant, renewed covenant readings, Hebrews chapter 11, focus verses 8 to 13. And the epistle to the Romans chapter 8, focus verses, verses 31 to 39. So here, here, here for some of the first words right here. Going to have the first and second aliyot for the first day. Right here for the Monday podcast on the second day, aliyah a day.
Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shalom, Chabarim. Shabbat shalom. Shalom, Chabarim. And here, here, here. Give ear, Shema. Give ear right here, here. For the 46th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. The third reading here in the fifth and final book of HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, and here. For this 46, Shalom Chabarim, Shabbat Shalom, Shalom Chabarim, Shabbat Shalom, Shalom Chabarim, and here, 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 give ear, Shema, give ear right here, 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 here. For the 46th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, here. The third reading here in the fifth and final book of HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, and here for this 46 Rastafari sabbatical study, picking up with the promise of victory here, picking up in the fifth book known as Deuteronomy in chapter 7 at verse 12, the promise of victory. And here for the Rishon Aliyah, for the first reading, the first up offering up here for this Shabbat, Aikeb, Sendet, and Dihim, Yehonal, Shema'a, Gevir, V'shem Ha'ab, Ve'habein, Ve'ruacha, Kadosh, Yahweh, Echad, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. And here, Shema'a, give ear, here for the Rishon, for the first reading, up offering for this sabbatical, for this Shabbat, Aikev. With Haya Aikev Tishmeuna Eitaha Mishpatim Ha'ele Ushamaritem Wa Sitem Otam We Shamari Yahwa Eloheka Lika Etaha Brit We Etaha Chesed Asher Nishba'a La Evoteka. Wherefore it shall come to pass with Haya Aikev. Wherefore it shall be, and it shall be the consequence, it shall be the result. In Dihim Yehonan, Aikev, with Haya, Aikev, Tisha Me'una, Et HaMishpatim Ha'ele, Ha'ele. If Aikev, if consequently the result of y'all hearkening to these judgments, with Haya Aikev Tishmeuna Heitaha Mishpatim Ha'ele U Shemaritem, and keep and guard Wa Sitem Otam, and do them, with Shemari Yahweh Eloheka Leka, that Jehovah the I Elohim, true God, shall keep, shall guard to the I, with Shemari Yahweh, with Shemar Yahweh Eloheka Leka, shall keep to the eye etaha berit, the covenant, with etaha chesed, and the mercy and the loving kindness, asha nishba'a laiboteka, which he swear to thy fathers, to thy patriarchs. And he will love the eye and bless the eye and multiply the eye. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine and thine oil, the increase of thine kine and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he sware to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to give thee. I, thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female, zakar or nekebal, barren among you, or among your cattle, and Yahweh and Jehovah will take away from the eye all sickness, and will put no one of the evil diseases of Mitzrayim, of Kemet, of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. And thou shalt consume all the people which Yahweh Eloheka, which Jehovah the I Elohim shall deliver, I deliver thee. Thine eye shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their Elohim, their gods, for that will be a snare to thee. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these goyim, these nationalities, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah I Elohim, did to Paro, and to all Mitzrayim, and to all Kemet, Egypt. The great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs, and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm, whereby Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah I Elohim, brought thee out, so shall Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, do to all the people of whom thou art afraid. Moreover, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, will send the hornet among them until they that are left and hide themselves from the eye be destroyed. Thou shalt not be afraid at them. For Yahweh Eloheka, for Jehovah thy, the I Elohim, is among you, a mighty El,
and terrible. Yahweh Elohim, God Jehovah, thy Elohim will put out those nations, nationalities before thee by little and little, little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beast of the field increase upon thee eye. But Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah, thy Elohim shall deliver them to thee eye, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And he shall deliver their kings into thine hand, and thou shalt destroy their name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee eye until thou have destroyed them. The graven images of the Elohim, the gods, shall ye all burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold, that is, on them, nor take it to thee eye, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination, la Yahweh Elohim, to Jehovah the Elohim. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house to Betekah, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing. For this sabbatical, for this Shabbat, Ikev. Shema, hear, give ear, fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy chapter 8, warnings and instructions. All the commands which I command thee, this day, shall ye all observe to do, that y'all may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which Yahweh Jehovah sware to your fathers, your patriarchs. And thou shalt remember all the way which Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, led thee these 40 years by Midbar in the wilderness, to humble thee, and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee, to hunger, and fed thee, with manna, manhu, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers, thy patriarchs, know, that he might make thee, know, that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh, of Jehovah, doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, chasteneth, disciplineth thee, Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, to walk in his ways and to fear, to respect him. For Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, bringeth thee, into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive, of oil, olive and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, for the good land, the Tobah land, which he hath given thee, and hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Yisrael, for the Sheni Aliyah, the second up offering up for this Shabbat, I kept this sendet in Dihim Yehonal, hear, fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Deuteronomy chapter 8, here at verse 11, for the Sheni, for the second reading, the second Aliyah, up offering up for this Shabbat, I kept. Hishamer Lika Pena Tishkach Tiyahua Elohika Le Biltia Shmora Miotzotayo Uamisha Patayo Wehukotayo Asheranokia Mitzawta Hayom. Beware that thou forget not Jehovah, the I Elohim, Hishamer leka pena tishkach etiyowa Eloheka, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes. Le biltia shemora mitzvotayo uamisha patayo wehukotayo, which I command thee, I, this day, Asher Anokia Mitzvotayka Hayom. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses, and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah, the I Elohim, which brought thee forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible Midbar wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee by Midbar in the wilderness with manna, manhu, with manna, which thy fathers, thy patriarchs, knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee, good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand have gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, and walk after Elohim Acharim, other Elohim, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye, y'all, shall surely perish, as the nations, the Goyim, the international community, which Yahweh Jehovah destroyed before your face, so shall ye, y'all, perish, because ye, y'all, would not be obedient to the voice of Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah, y'all Elohim. And hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael. Fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, chapter 9. Warnings and exhortations. Hear, O Yisrael, thou art to pass over Yardane, Jordan, this day, to go in to possess nations Goyim, greater and mightier than thyself, cities great and fenced up to Shemaim, to heaven, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakim, whom thou knowest, and of whom thou hast heard, saying, who can stand before the children of Anak? Understand, overstand therefore this day that Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, is he which goeth over before thee, I, as a consuming fire. He shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as Yahweh Jehovah hath said to thee.
Yes. I'll ride out with Psalm 6, a reason on Psalm 6. Hail up to Game Amp. Link I and I on the WhatsApp. Yes, sir. Link I and I on the WhatsApp. Follow up soon. Here. Last Iowa right here. Psalm 6, some important aspects of prayer brought out of the scripture right here. First things first.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in mine anger, neither chasten me in my hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed, suddenly, ashamed, suddenly, be ashamed, suddenly, 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 suddenly.
Mizmor Vav, Lamnatseach Binginot al Hashemimit, Mizmor le David. Adonai, Al Be'apecha Tochicheni, Ve'al Bahamatecha Tiasereni. Honneni Adonai, כי אומלל אני, רפאני אדוני, כי נבהלו עצמי. ונפשי נבהלה מאוד, ואתה אדוני עד מתי? שובה אדוני חלצה נפשי, הושיעני למען חסדך, כי אין במוות זכרך, בשאול מי יודע לך. יגעתי באמחתי, אשחב וכל לילה מיטתי, בדמעתי ארסי אמסי. עששה מכעס עיני, עתקה וכל צורריי. סור ממני כל פועלי אבן, כי שמע אדוני כל בכי. שמע אדוני תחינתי, אדוני תפילתי ייקח. יבושו ויבהלו מאוד כל אויבי, ישובו, יבושו רגע. Thank you.
Mizmor, Mizmor, wow. Mizmor Vav, Mizmor, wow. Psalm 6. Mizmor, wow. Mizmor Vav. For the leader, with string music on the Shemanit, the 8th. Here, today's psalm, Psalm 6. Mizmor, wow. Mizmor Waweh, also called Mizmor Vav. Here, a midrash study on today's psalm. Mizmor Waw. Lamnatzeach, be a neginot, al ha shemenit. Lamnatzeach, for the leader, la menatzeach, for the chief musician, la menatzeach, for the overcomer. Be neginot, be neginot, with string music upon string music. Be neginot, be neginot, al upon hashemenit, al hashemenit, on the eighth, on the shemenit, hashemenit. Lamnatzeach, be neginot, al hashemenit. Zehu Shamar HaKatuv. This verse is to be read in the light, in the illumination of what scripture, or scripture says elsewhere. Even in Psalm 119, Hebraically the 164th verse that reads, seven times a day do I praise thee. Seven times a day do I praise the I says the I. Sheva bayom hilaltika. Sheva bayom hilaltika. Do I praise, do I exalt, praise the I. Sheva bayom hilaltika. Midrash. Midrash notes on today's psalm, Mizmor Waw, Mizmor Vav, Mizmor Waw, Psalm 6. Here, five explanations of Sheva, Bayom, Hilaltika. Seven times a day do I praise thee, the I, male, will be cited here. The last of which, Rav Meir, bears on the word Shemenit, bears on the word eight. Here. Five explanations of Sheva, Bayom, Hilaltika. Sheva. Seven. Bayom, in the Yom, in the day. Hilaltika. Do I praise the I? Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Rav Joshua ben Levi taught, seven times a day do I praise the I. Hear. Hear from Psalm 119, Hebraically the 164th verse, from Mizmor Kof Yod 8, Kof Yud 8, Psalm CXIX, Psalm 119, here, bringing out this verse, Sheva, Bayom Hilaltika. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi taught, Sheva, Bayom Hilaltika, seven times a day do I praise the I, refers to the seven prayers, the seven Hebraic, Judaic prayers. One, quote, who formest light. Two, quote, with abounding love. Three, quote, hear, O Israel. Four, quote, it shall come to pass if ye shall hearken diligently. Five, quote, the Lord spoke to Moshe. Six, quote, true and firm. Seven, quote, blessed art thou who hast redeemed Yisrael. All seven being obligatory every day. morning and evening in the saying of the Shema. The Shema. Hear, hear, hear. And here, here, Midrash, Midrash note. Here, see, refer to the APB, the Authorized Prayer Book. Here, 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 for these seven prayers. And here, here, in the Seder, for the Tefillat Shacharit. Here, 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 the seven prayers. The first, Who formest light. Yotzir Or, Yotzir Or, who formest light. In the first, Baruch Ata Yahweh Heinu Melech HaOlam, Yotzir Or, blessed art thou, Jehovah, I and I, our power. Baruch Ata Yahweh Heinu Melech HaOlam, King of the Universe, Universal King, Yotzir Or, who formest light, U Borei Yachoshek, and createst darkness. O say, Shalom, who makest peace, U Borei et Hakol, and createst all things, and createst all. So the first of the seven prayers that Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi he cites in connection with Sheba, Bayom Hilatika, seven times a day do I praise the I. The first, who formest light, or Yotzir, Yotzir, formest, or light, Yotzir, or. The second, with abounding love. With abounding love. Here, here, here in the Seder, in the APB, the Authorized Prayer Book, in the Seder, Ahava, Ahava Rabba, Ahava Rabba, with abounding love. Ahava Rabba, Ahabtanu, with abounding love hast thou loved us, loved I and I, Yahweh Eloheinu. O Jehovah, our power, our God, our Elohim. Ahava Rabba. Second, with abounding love. Ahava Rabba. And third, hear, O Israel. Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Yahweh Eloheinu. Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Yisrael, he who be, we be our power, he who be, we be the one. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear the third, Shema Yisrael. The fourth, it shall come to pass, it shall come to pass if, it shall come to pass if ye, if y'all shall hearken diligently, hear, 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 with haya in shamoa tishmu, it shall come to pass if ye, if y'all shall hearken diligently, with haya in shamoa tishmu. So hear, 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 the fourth, it shall come to pass if ye shall hearken diligently, with haya im shamoa tishmeu. And the fifth, and the fifth, the Lord spoke to Moshe. The fifth, and the Lord spoke to Moshe. Wayomer Yahuwah el Moshe lemor. And Jehovah spake to Moses, saying, Wayomer Yahuwah el Moshe lemor. The fifth, Jehovah spoke to Moses. The sixth, true and firm. True and firm. Emet v'yatziv. Emet v'yatziv. true and firm. Emet v'yatziv, true and firm. And the seventh, blessed art thou who has redeemed Yisrael. The seventh, blessed art thou, the I, who has redeemed Yisrael. Baruch atah Yahuwah Gaal Yisrael. Baruch atah Yahuwah Gaal Yisrael. Blessed art thou, Yahuwah Jehovah, who has redeemed Yisrael. Baruch atah Yahuwah Gaal Yisrael. All seven being obligatory every day, morning and evening, in the saying of the Shema, Shema. However, because wearing knotted fringes is not obligatory in the evening, nor is the recital of the prayer prescribing them, namely the prayer, quote, the Lord spoke to Moshe. The Lord spoke to Moses. Therefore, the prayer, quote, cause us, O Lord our God, to lie down in peace, is said instead. This prayer on a Sabbath or on a festal eve ends with, quote, blessed art thou, Baruch atah, who spreadest the tabernacle of peace. And on the eve of an ordinary day with Baruch atah, blessed art thou who guardest thy people Yisrael. So hear today's Psalm Mizmor Wow, Mizmor Vav. Hear, get a good Seder book, the APB Authorized Prayer Book, the Seder book, the Yehudi Liturgy book. Right here, today's psalm, a key psalm here in the Midrash and the studies. Here, Ani Lechozir, I repeat, it says, however, because wearing knotted fringes is not obligatory in the evening, in the Erev, nor is the recital of the prayer prescribing them, namely, so we have here the prayer, and this here is the fifth. We have the fifth of the seven, where it says, and Adonai spake to Moses, saying, Vayomer Adonai el Moshe lemor, or here according to the Keti, what is written, Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe lemor. And Jehovah spake to Moses, saying, so here it says in the Midrash for Mizmor Wow, Mizmor Vav, it says, however, because wearing knotted fringes is not obligatory in the evening, nor is the recital of the prayer prescribing them, namely, the Lord spake to Moses, Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe. Therefore, the prayer, cause us, O Lord our God, to lie down in peace, is said. Now, here in looking to the Aravit, right here to the evening service, here we have Ha Shekaveinu Adonai Eloheinu Le Shalom, cause us, Yahuwah Jehovah Eloheinu, our Elohim, our power, to lie down, to lay down in peace. Hashikaveinu Yahuwah Eloheinu Lishalom. Hashikaveinu, cause us to lay down, Yahuwah. Here in the Seder, the Siddur has Yihya, as we say, the Jaja, right? For we Rastafari Yehudim, right? Jaja, that sense there, pointed for reverence to the Hashem. Hashikabeinu Yahuwah Eloheinu Lishalom. Cause us, O Jehovah,
our power, our Elohim, to lie down, lay down in peace, is said instead of Wayomer Yahuwah El Moshe Leimor, which we have in the Tefillat Shacharit, in the Aravit, in the evening service, we say instead, Hashikiveinu Yahuwah Eloheinu Le Shalom. Hear. Instead, this prayer on a Sabbath, on a Shabbat, that is Lechol, fine, and that is during the, during the weekdays, but on a Shabbat or a festival eve, it ends with, Blessed art thou who spreadest the tabernacle of peace. Blessed art thou who spreadest the tabernacle of peace. So hear. And here in the Siddur, the Seder, because we have here another Midrash note pointing to the APB, the Authorized Prayer Book, and pointing to this note here for Baruch Ata Yahuwah HaPoreis Sukkot Shalom Aleinu We Al Kol Amo Yisrael We Al Yerushalayim. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah, who spreadest the tabernacle of peace over us, over I and I, and over all thy people, Yisrael, Israel, and over Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Yahuwah HaPoreis Sukkot Shalom Aleinu We Al Kol Amo Yisrael We Al Yerushalayim. And on the eve, the Erev, of an ordinary, on the eve of an ordinary day, here it ends with, Blessed art thou who guardest thy people, Yisrael. So going through the Siddur, we just went to the Sabbath and the festival service, going to the Siddur, for the Arabit Lechol, right, for the evening service during like the weekdays. Here we have Baruch Ata Yahuwah Shomer Amo Yisrael Laad. Blessed art thou, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Jehovah Hashem Shomer, who guardest, the guard of Shomer Ammo, Shomer Ammo, guardest the people, guardest his people here, Ammo, his people, Israel, Laad, forever. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Shomer Ammo, Yisrael, Laad. So for all these berkot, these benedictions, these blessings, these points of reference, refer to the APB, Authorized Prayer Book, known as the Siddur, right, the Prayer Book. I and I Authorized Yehudi Prayer Book. Seven times a day do I praise thee, Shiva. Bayom Hilaltika, Shavat Bayom Hilaltika. Seven times a day, Shavat Bayom, or some enunciate as Shavat Bayom Hilaltika, Shavat Bayom Hilaltika. Seven times a day do I praise Hilaltika, Hilal. Tehillim, Hilililil, the exaltation, Tehillim. Also, this refers to the seven benedictions, the seven berkot, the seven benedictions, concluding the several tefillot prayers said in HaShema, in the Shema. For in a Mishnah, we learn, in the morning, two benedictions are said before HaShema, before the Shema, and one benediction is said after it. And in the evening, two benedictions are said before it, two blessing berkot are said before it, and two benediction berkot are said after it. Thus, there are Sheva, Sheva, Sheba'ah, Sheba'ah. There are seven. And also refer to berkot 1 and 4, berkot as well. So, seven times a day, Sheva Bayom Hilaltika, do I praise the Yah, Hilaltika, may also refer to the seven times a day, Sheva Bayom, that he who conducts the service, the Avoda, recites the Kaddish, the Kaddish, the Kaddish. And also here refer to a good Siddur, authorized prayer book where you'll find the Kaddish for the one who conducts, for the one who conducts the Avoda, the service, reciting the Kaddish of Sheva Bayom Hilatika, of seven times a day do I praise the I. Rav Abin said, this refers to the seven religious duties that a man is obliged to perform every day. This refers to the seven religious duties that a man is obliged to perform every day. What are they? The recitation of HaShema, of the Shema, twice during the day. The recitation of the Shemona Esra, the 18 benedictions, three times during the day. And the recitation of grace after meals, morning and evening. Thus, there are Sheva, there are Sheba, there are seven. So, the seven religious, righteous duties that a man is obliged to perform every day are the recitation of the Shema twice during the day, the recitation of the Shemona Esra, and the Shemona Esra, here, bringing forward the Midrash note, or the Tefillah, the Shemona Esra, the 18 benedictions, the 18 blessings, is referred to as a Tefillah, prayer, and also is referred to as the Amidah. The Amidah, the standing prayers. So, the recitation of HaShema, the Shema, twice during the day. The recitation of the Shemona Esrei, three times during the day. And the recitation of grace after meals, morning and evening. Thus, totaling, there are seven. There are Sheva, Sheva. Finally, Rav Meir used to say, when a man wears the tefillin up on Rosho, his head, and upon Zoro'o, his arm, as prescribed, his left arm, as prescribed, his four knotted fringes enclose him on all four sides. And here, Midrash note right here on all four sides here in the Midrash note. And in the man's flesh, there is the mark of the covenant. Here, a parallel version as well in the Tosetta Berakot. And the end of chapter 6 for the point of reference on all four sides, this quote here, and in the man's flesh, welcome, there is the mark of Habrit, there's the mark part of two, the covenant. And when, as he enters Beito, his home, there is a mezuzah at the entrance. you find that seven testimonies of his fear, his reverence, Yirat, Yirato, his reverence of Ha'el, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the power, surround him like a wall. It was of such a man that David said, even in the 34th Psalm, Hebraically at the 8th verse, David said, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, and delivereth them. Chone malach Yahuwah saviv li reayo y halitzein." And the angel of Jehovah encampeth, choneh, encampeth, malach, the angel Yahuwah of Jehovah, choneh, malach, Yahuwah, sabib, round about, sabib, li reayo, li rav, vaya halzein, round about them that reverence, li reayo, that reverence him, li reav, and delivereth them, why chalitz aim, chone malachi Yahuwah saviv, li reayo, why chalitz aim. And here, additional midrash notes, he delivers from chet, chatiyat, from sin, from uckery, from forfeiture, from lack, those who perform the prescribed religious, the prescribed righteous acts. Confer, compare the minchat, the korim, on the tofseta berakot, the end of chapter 6. And when this man goes into a bathhouse and looks at himself, he says, quote, "Here I am, stripped of all the testimonies of the Yirat Ha'elohim Ha'elohim, the testimonies of the reverence, the testimonies of the respect of the power," end quote. But then he sees upon himself the testimony of circumcision that equals all the other testimonies, and his mind is set at rest. Thinking of circumcision, David said, "I shall compose a psalm, a mizmor, a chant, an intonation, Isis, concerning it for the leader with string music on the 8th, Sheminit, Lamenatzeach bia niginot al ha-Sheminit, Lamenatzeach, for the leader, the chief musician, the menatzeach, the overcomer, lamnatzeach, binginot, with string music, upon string music, the niginot, binginot, al ha sheminit, on the sheminit, al ha sheminit, that is, on the 8th testimony, al ha sheminit, circumcision, that is performed on the 8th day. Precious is circumcision, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Holy One, blessed be He, made a berit, a covenant with Abraham. He cut a covenant, a berit, with Abraham, that any man who is circumcised will not go down into Gehenna, as is said even in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 15, verse 18, that reads, "In that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, to thy seed have I given this land." In that day the Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, made a covenant with Abram,
saying, to thy seed, thy race, thy seed, have I given this land. Bayom hahu karat Yahuwah et Avram berita lemor lezarecha natati et haaretz. In that day, Jehovah made a covenant with Abram. Bayom hahu karat Yahuwah et Avram berit, saying, lemor, to thy seed have I given this land. Lizareka natati et haaretz. And here the Midrash note here on Mizmor Wow, Mizmor Vav, the preceding verse from Bereshit, Genesis chapter 15, which reads, and it came to pass that when the sun went down, and there was thick darkness, behold, a smoking furnace and a flaming torch that passed between these pieces. This here is taken to refer to Gehenna. Gehenon, Gehenna, Hebrew hell. As against Gehenna, Gehenon, this land, Haaretz Hazot, Haaretz Hazot. Bayom hahu karat Yahuwah et Avram abrit lemor lezareka natati et haaretz hazot. Haaretz hazot. This land. This land. So here, pointing to the preceding verse that reads, and it came to pass that when the sun went down and there was thick darkness, behold, a smoking furnace and a flaming torch that passed between these pieces. This verse here is taken to refer to Gehenna. Gehenom Gehenna. As against Gehenna, we have Haaretz Hazot. This land is to be given to the seed, the race of Avram, the seed of Abram. Vayehi hashemesh ba'ah va'elata haya v'hine tanur ashan v'lapid eish asher avar bein ha'gizarim ha'ele. And it came to pass, vayehi, that when the sun went down, hashemesh ba'ah, and there was thick, and there was thick darkness. Wa elata haya. Behold, wehine, a smoking furnace, tanur ashan, and a flaming torch, with lapid eish, that asher pass avar, that pass between Bain, these pieces, ha gizari ha eile, vayehi hashemesh ba, wa elata haya, vehine tanur ashan, ve lapid eish, asher abar bain, ha gizarim ha eile. Who will go down into Gehenna? Gehenom, who will go down into Hebrew hell, Gehenna? The uncircumcised, the goyi, the heathen, the Gentiles. As noted in the following verse, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 15, verses 19 to 21, the Kenite, the Kenizzite, and the Cadmonite, etc., etc. And see what Ezekiel says to Egypt. See what Chizkel says to Mitzrayim, even in Ezekiel 32, verses 18 and 19, that reads, to the nether parts of the earth, go down and be thou laid with the uncircumcised. to the nether parts of the earth. Go down, and be thou the I laid with the uncircumcised. And here Yechezkel, Ezekiel, here Ezekiel chapter 32, the fuller verses, verses 18 and 19. Ben Adam, Nehe Allah, Hemona Mitzrayim, Awip Horidei Huotah, Uavenota Goyim Adarima Ella Eret Tachetiot, Eta Yordei Vor. Son of man, Ben Adam, wail for the multitude of Egypt. Nehe Allah Himona Mitzrayi, and cast them down with Horidehu Otaha, and cast them down even her Otaha with the daughters of the mighty nations. Uvenot Ubenota Goyima Dari, to the nether parts of the earth, il eretza tachtiyot, with them that go down into the pit, et yordei bor, ben adam anehea ala himona mitrai, we horidei hu otaha, uvenota goyim adarima il eretza tachtiyot, et your day bor. Mimi na'amta rida we ha'shikva eta ereli. Whom dost thou pass in beauty? Mimi na'amta. Mimi from who? Mimi. Mimi from who? Mimi na'amta. Na'amta. Whom dost thou pass in beauty? Rida we hashikaba eta erlein. Go down, rida, rida, and be thou laid we hashikaba with the uncircumcised et erlein, et erlein, et erlein, et erlein. Mimia na'amta, rida we hashikva eta erelim, erelim, the uncircumcised erelim. And Yeshayahu, Isaiah said, even in Isaiah 5:14, therefore the nether world hath enlarged her desire and opened her mouth for him that is without a seal. Hear, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 14, Isaiah said, therefore, the netherworld hath enlarged her desire and opened her mouth for him that is without a seal. Lachain hirchiva shiol nafshaha. Ua fa'era fiyaha livli chok. Therefore the nether world hath enlarged her desire. Lakin hira chiba shio nafshaha. Nafshaha. Her desire, literally the word for soul, bringing out the sense of her appetite. Nafsha. To swallow those killed by the invader in the context of Yeshayahu. Lakein hirachiva shiol nafshaha ua fa'era fiha libli chok, and opened her mouth, and opened her mouth u fa'era fiha fiha, her mouth libli, libli chok, libli chok, without measure. Better sense of without, without limit, without limit. In the netherworld here, sheol, sheol. Lakein hirchiba sheol nafshaha, uafa erafiha, Livli Hok. And here, Midrash note, in the Yehudi, the JV, the Yehudi version, and open her mouth without measure. And open her mouth without measure. Here, in the Midrash, open her mouth for him that is without a seal. Without a seal. So the Midrash note right here, Hok, 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 Hok. So we have Livli Hok, Libli Hok, without measure. Or here, Hebraically, in the Hebrew, Hok may mean here, either measure, Livli Hok, without measure, or seal. Hok can mean seal. Livli Hok, without a seal. That is to say, quote, for him upon whose flesh there is no seal of Habrit, of the covenant. Whence, from where, do we know that circumcision is called a seal? That circumcision is called a seal, here in the sense of hawk, a seal. Because it is said, even in Psalm 105, Hebraically the 10th verse, the covenant that he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, he established to Jacob as a seal, to Israel as an everlasting and eternal covenant. And here, Mizmor Kof Hey, Mizmor Kof Hey, Psalm 105, Psalm CV. Here, actually beginning, he breaks the ninth verse, the ninth and the tenth verse. Asher karat et Abraham, ua shibuato li Yishak, that he made the covenant, asher karat, that which he cut, karat, the berit that he karat, the covenant that he made with Abraham, asher karat et Abraham, u shibuato, and the oath, shibuato, to Isaac, li Yishak, wa ya'imidei ha, li Yaakov lechok, and he established it. Waya imidei ha, and he caused her to stand. Waya imidei ha, li Yaakov, to Jacob lechok, for a statute, for a hok, for a seal, lechok, li Yisrael berit olam. To Yisrael, li Yisrael, berit, covenant, olam, forever, berit, olam, asher krat et Abraham, u shivato li Yisahak, waya imideha li Yaakov lechok, li Yisrael berit, olam. But heretics, minim, and apostates who renounce the root of the world, Shoresh HaOlam, the root of the world, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be cast into Gehenna. For, as Psalm 55, Hebraically 21st verse says, God hath put forth his hand against them that were at peace with him, he hath profaned his covenant. Here, point of reference to the minim, the heretics and the apostates who renounce Shoresh HaOlam, the root of the world, that is HaKadosh, the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, will be cast into Gehenna. And here, Mizmor Nun Hey, Psalm 55, Psalm LV. Here, the 20th and the 21st verse is quoted, but the context, the two verses, here, Yishma El, We're Yah in name. We're Yoshev Edem Selah. Asherain Khalifot Lamo. With love, Yaru Elohim. Elohim, El shall hear the power of the Almighty, Yishma, El. We Yahinim, the Yahinim, we Yahinim, and humble them. We Yosheb, Edem, Selah, Selah. Even he that is enthroned of old, we Yosheb, enthroned Kedem of the Kedem of old, Selah, pause. Asher Ein Khalifota Lamo, such as have no changes, with Lo Yahu Elohim, and fear not and reverence not and respect not Elohim, respect not the power. Shalach Yadayo Bi Shilomayo Chilela Berito. He has put forth his hands. Shalach Yadayo. Shalach Yadav. Shalach Yadayo. Sent forth Shalach Yadai. His hand Yadav. Bishlomayo. 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 Against them that were at peace with him. Chilel. Chilel, profane, Chilel, profane, Berito, Shalach Yadayo, Bishlomo, Chilela Berito. And here, two Midrash notes right here on Psalm 55. The 21st verse quoted, we read the 20th verse because here in the Midrash has God, ... has put forth his hand. So we have El, ... to the next verse, the 21st verse, Shalach Yadav, Shalach Yadav, put forth Yadav, modern Hebrew Yadav, ancient pointing Yadayo, his hand. Here, Midrash no. Confer, compare the Ginsberg edition of the Tehillim, the Psalms, that cites a reading, his hand, as against the Masoretic version, his hand. So we have Yadayo, right, and Yado, Yadayo. So we have in the Ginsberg edition of the Tehillim, it cites his hand, and the Masoretic version, Yadayo, his hands, bring out a sense of his hand against them that were at peace with him. He hath profaned his covenant. El, here, the next comment, El, the power of the Almighty, El, Hayel, the power, Hayel, El, will stretch the foreskins of the apostates from Yisrael, those who fall away from Yisrael, Israel, and thus will cover the marks of their circumcision. Here, see Matanota Kahuna on the Genesis Rabbah 48 and 8 for the rendition of this verse being brought out. Now, according to Rab Barakayu, Berekiah, El, the Almighty, Ha'el, Hayim, the power, will dispatch an angel, a malak, to Jewish heretics, to the tribe of Judah heretics and Yehudi heretics and apostates, to stretch their foreskins and hide their circumcision. So Gehenna will open for them. Here referred to the Exodus Rabbah 19 and 4. It is true, of every precept we, I and I, are obliged to follow, that we, that I and I, do not observe it according to its proper manner and rule. Were we to examine the way each of them is observed amongst us, amongst I and I, it will be difficult to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, Blessed Be He, continues to sustain us, to sustain I and I, or continues to sustain His world. For we, I and I, hold fast to no precept except the precept of circumcision and the precept of the study of Torah, the study of Torah by school children who are without chet, who are without chatiyat, who are without sin, without forfeiture, lack uchery. Hence, Ha'el, the power, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, said, if not for my covenant and for what is to be studied, day and night, I would not sustain the ordinances of heaven and earth. Hear, Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 25 to 6. Hence, Ha'el said, if not for my covenant and for what is to be studied, day and night, I would not sustain the ordinances of heaven and earth. And here, Jeremiah chapter 33, here, verse 25. Kohamar Yahuwah, im lo briti, yomama walaila, hukota shamayim wa'aretz, lo samti, thus saith Jehovah, he who be who he be. Kohamar Yahuwah. If my covenant be not with day and night, im lo berit yomam walaila, if my covenant be not with day and night, if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, chukot Shamayi wa'aret lo samti. And here brought out in the Midrash to say that Ha'elohim, the power, Ha'elohim said, if not for my covenant and for what is to be studied day and night, im lo bariti yomam walaila, im lo, if not, bariti, my covenant, and for what is to be studied, yomam walaila, day and night, I would not sustain the ordinances of heaven and earth. Chukot Shemayim Wa'aret Lo Samti. If not for my covenant and for what is to be studied, Yomam Walaila, day and night, I would not sustain the ordinances of heaven, of the heavens, and the earth, and the earthly plane. Kohamar Yahuwah Im Lo Berit Yomam Walaila Chukot Shamayim Wa'aretz Lo Samti.
Mizmor Vav Lamnatzeach Binginot Al Hashemimit Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Al Be'apecha Tochicheni ועל בחמתך תייסרני. חונני אדוני כי אומלל אני. רפאני אדוני כי נבהלו עצמי. ונפשי נבהלה מאוד. ואתה אדוני עד מתי? תשובה אדוני חלצה נפשי, הושעני למען חסדך, כי אין במוות זכרך, בשאול מי יודה לך. יגעתי באנחתי, אשחה בכל לילה מיטתי, בדמעתי ארסי אמסה. עששה מכעס עיני, עתקה בכל צורריי. סורו ממני כל פועלי אבן, כי שמע אדוני כל בכי. שמע אדוני תחינתי, אדוני תפילתי ייקח. יבושו ויבהלו מאוד כל אויביי, ישובו יבושו רגע.